When you think Idaho, you might think potatoes and good fishing. You probably don't think wine, but some winemakers want to make Idaho the next big U.S. wine region. Alder Yarrow writes about wine at his site, Vinography. David Hyde asked him to rank Idaho's place in the wine world right now on a scale from 1 to 10.
Is there a number somewhere between 0 and 1? I mean, I think the vast majority of wine drinkers, certainly in this country, would never have heard of wine from Idaho. And then globally, you know, as close to 0 as you can get.
What does it take to become a great wine state?
Time, first of all. It doesn't happen overnight. But the first thing, in addition to time, that you have to have is quality wine. And then in addition to that, you need to have people who are willing to buy it and tell their friends how great it is. And those two things are not so easy to do in this day and age.
So if you were giving advice to an Idaho winemaker, what would you suggest, you know, sort of the generic Idaho winemaker, what would you suggest that they need to consider to make even better wine?
So having tasted a few Idaho wines recently, I can say that there seems to be very clear potential. The wines that the Idaho Wine Commission sent me were solid. They clearly tasted of the grapes that they were made from. They also suffered from some pretty rookie mistakes. And so my first advice to Idaho wine merchants would be to try and understand better the competition. And if they did that, they would see that one of the key mistakes they're making at the moment is picking the grapes too ripe and slaking the wines with too much new oak, which, you know, a lot of people associate with the taste of expensive, prestigious wine, but honestly is obscuring what Idaho actually tastes like from those wines.
All right, let's say Idaho winemakers take your advice. They produce great wines. They're well-reviewed. What else do they need to consider at that point?
Well, then they're on to the next hurdle, which is getting their wines sold.
Wait, so even if I'm making great wines, I got to now worry about selling them? Why?
Because wine does not sell itself. Countless winemakers throughout the centuries have made this mistake. They've concentrated all of their efforts on making the wine, and then they realize once it's made, they actually have to sell it. If you want a wine region to be known, those wines need to be in national distribution. And that means climbing the mountain that is national distribution in America, which means climbing 50 separate mountains, because essentially every state in our union operates like a different country when it comes to alcohol distribution. And so it's a tricky game.
All of these things that they need to be thinking about, all of these obstacles, they're making my head spin. And I'm thinking, look, at this point, people here in Washington State, when they think about Idaho, when people in California think about Idaho, they're thinking potatoes, they're thinking skiing, they're thinking wolves, they're probably not thinking wine. How can Idaho ever get past that reputation and be taken seriously as a wine state?
Well, I mean, the real answer to that question is to look to history. You know, Oregon and Washington were both in the same place, and they gradually found their way into the national scene, and they did that by slowly growing. You know, a series of pioneers came in and started those first wineries and started making quality wine and proved that quality wine could be made by them. And it snowballs over time, but it definitely is a lengthy process. And anybody expecting overnight success or, you know, to, you know, for in the next 5 or 10 years for Idaho to become a major player on the wine scene hasn't looked too well at the lessons of history.
And at what point do the people then of Idaho get together? They're at the barn raising and they look at one another and they say, okay, we made it. We're a wine state.
When Idaho wines appear on the wine lists of major restaurants around the country that are outside the state of Idaho, when wine critics decide to come into the state and review Idaho wines in their decision to cover American wine, and that's when you really know you've arrived.
Alder Yarrow is the founder of the wine blog Vinography. He talked with David Hyde.